Welcome to the Glory Has Come International Ministries broadcast, where the senior pastor is Pastor Troy King, along with his wife, Prophetess Nicole King. We pray that today's message will speak to your spirit to edify and encourage you. Let's go to our message already in progress.
Amen. I want to start by asking the question tonight. How many of you came to pull on the anointing? Good. Thank you. You just confirmed my words. So now look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, stop pulling and start pushing. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. See, I caught you in a twofold bind, didn't I? You said you was came to pull on the anointing. So now, if everybody showed up to pull, God said to tell you tonight, it's time to stop pulling and start pushing.
Oh, my God.
You can be seated in the presence of God. God told me to ask the people that question. He said, because what you have to understand is the saints of God have become and gotten a pulling mentality, but yet have not understood the representation of what it means now to push after you've been pulling. See, we got it backwards. See, you have been brainwashed that it's time now to start pulling, but the Holy Spirit said to tell you tonight that you can't begin to pull until you first begin to push. I wish I had somebody that understood what I was saying. You can't begin to pull from the anointing until you begin to push first. Oh, my. This may be too much meat. Look what it says in verse 5, in chapter 5, verse 1. It says, and it came to pass that as the people pushed upon him, oh God, to hear the word of God. Who are they talking about? I told you I want to teach tonight. It said now it came to pass as they began to push on him to hear the word of God. So it means now you can't even hear from God until you begin to push. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But when you get in position to say, I'm going to stop pulling and start pushing, that's when you will begin to hear the word of God that is beginning to be spoken into your life. You hear what I'm saying? It came to pass that as the people pushed, somebody say pushed, upon him to hear the word, he stood by the lake and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. What am I saying? He speaks of them as washing their nets now because they physically have nothing that they have gathered in their nets. In other words, because they have had a pulling mentality all their life, they have always been coming and pulling up things short, and they always washing their nets. Is anybody in the place that it seems like now every time you try to do something, it just don't work out for you? Every time you try to reap and get your harvest, it don't come fast enough because ain't nothing coming because you've been pulling and pulling and pulling, but yet you watching your nets because you always come up with the short end of the stick. In other words, now it's going to explain now. God gave me revelation. I feel the Holy Ghost. Now you have to understand, God, I remember in your word that you said the saints of God shall be seeing the anointing that's on my life, which means it was not in God's original plan for you to be the lowest one on the totem pole. In other words, people should look at you and say, I want to be just like you. In other words, when they see Christianity on you, they should say, I want to be wealthy, healthy, and wise. But somewhere down the line, some things have gotten switched around, and now you got people that desire to be like the world instead of the church. And the only reason why is because the world got full nets. And in the church now, our nets are empty and we are washing our nets, but yet we're not catching anything. But yet the world is catching all the good stuff. They're catching your house. They're catching your money. They're catching the people that you're supposed to be leading to Christ. And now you find yourself washing your nets because you're always coming back with nothing. But why is that? Because now I've been trained when I come into the sanctuary to pull on the anointing. But somewhere down the line, I've missed it up in my mind because God is telling me to push. They said they pressed upon him. He looked over and saw two ships now that was empty. And then he saw fishermen that were washing their nets. He saw people that were sick and tired of being broke, busted, and disgusted. He saw people now that have been tithing all their life, but yet still is messed up in their bills and their finances. He sees people now that's supposed to be healed, set free and delivered, but yet they still come back with no healing. He's looking at people now who has the authority but yet has no dominion. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Oh my God, I wish I could feel and see this scripture like I see it. But he said they was washing their nets. Anybody been sick and tired of coming back empty-handed? And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simeon's, and he prayed him. Oh God, why does the Bible say he prayed him? It means now you ought to be at the age enough to know God should not have to beg you to do what you are told. But now we are living that God has to beg you. He has to tell you over and over again to continue to go out and do that which I have commanded you to do and stop asking me all the questions, because I created you, I formed you, so I know how I desire to bless you. Oh God. But I'm pulling now. Oh God. See, when you ask questions, you're pulling from God's anointing. So when he began to pull, Simeon Peter asked him, he said, we have toiled all day and all night, and yet we still ain't got nothing. In other words, you done been trying it your way all your life, and you still ain't got the blessing yet. You have tried it the way grandmama did it, and guess what? You still broke, busted, and disgusted. You tried it like your sister did it, but yet it did not work the way God intended for work for you.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God. Woo, I feel the anointing. But he says now they're washing their nets, and he comes, he said, Peter, I pray thee, thrust yourself out, launch yourself out. In other words, he said, I'm praying now to, for you to push, oh God. See, you've been pulling your net, and you still ain't got nothing yet. He said, but I'm praying, I'm begging of you to just begin to push yourself out from the land. In other words, what is the land? The land is simply your comfort zone, the place where you begin to feel functional at. And God said, you got to begin to move out from the land of confamilia and then begin to go out and walk by faith according to what I begin to speak to you. But we done got to the place of familiarity now, because we are comfortable with the land. We are comfortable with the ship just coming up with nothing. We are comfortable right where we are. And now you done forgot about what the scripture said about you being the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower. And now in your mind you say, I pulled and I tried and I got nothing, so be it. But God has said, I'm praying now that you would get it in your mind to begin to stop pulling and start pushing.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. She said, the only reason there's lack in your life is because there's a gap. When you come in the presence of God and you're always pulling and you're always pulling and never pushing, it means there can never be a collision.
Oh my God. Oh, I wish I had a Holy Ghost church.
Oh God. Come here, honey, quick. Give me, yeah, you got that in your hand. Lose that. What happens now? There's a gap between me and her.
Oh God.
There's a gap between you and God. And God says, we have to connect in order for you to get what I possess. So you're over there, but there's a gap, but yet you want what I have, but you don't connect to me. So when I speak over there where you are, and I command you to begin to push, but you're pulling all the time. So what happened? It's like a thin line. And what happens when you come into the sanctuary, you come expecting to meet God there. So God is holding one end of your blessing and you're holding the other end. That's why he gives you a choice. Are you going to pull or are you going to push? But see, you've been brainwashed in your mind to pull. And when you pull now, God is saying you're going the wrong way. You're pulling everything out of me when yet you need to be pushing towards me. Oh, I feel the anointing. And when you start pushing yourself, oh, that's how you get a prophetic word. See, you got some prophetic junkies that only come to church for the pastor to prophesy to them. But when you start pushing the pastor to preach a good word, when you start pushing, then the word will be released into your spirit. But you come pulling for a word. So you have them say, I want a word, I want a word, I want a word, I want a word, I need power, I need power, I need power. After a while, God says, I'm tired of you pulling on me. Watch this. I'm tired of you pulling, because as long as you keep pulling and I keep pulling, there's always a gap between me and you. Oh my God. Oh God. So in your mindset, when you come into the temple, if you say, I'm coming to push God today. Oh, y'all, let me see. What do I mean? Go back to the scripture now. When the enemy takes your stuff and he tells you now, the kingdom of heaven have suffered violently and you got to take it back by force. You can't take nothing by force, by pulling it. Oh, scientists will tell you the most of your strength come when you push. Why do you think when you have a child and you give birth, you push? Even when the legs or the head comes out, the doctor can't pull. He says, push. Because if he begins to pull and you don't push, he will cause damage to your birth. But it says the violent got to take back by force. How you look now when, oh, you remember you was in the streets and somebody got up in your face and tried to punk you and tried to tell you about yourself. What was the first thing you did? You didn't pull yourself out of the way. You pushed them and said, you better get up off of me because you done got too close. You began to push them. You got violent. So you need to come into the house of God and say, I'm mad with the devil right about now. I done got messed up in my mind and now I need to push on God to begin to release my blessing out of the atmosphere. Oh God. But you come in wanting to pull. And anytime your mindset causes you to pull from God, you gotta pull with me, pull with me. Anytime you begin to pull from God, you may get the blessing, but what happens? You can't keep it because God is not in it no more. Oh God, that's why you got some people, they come and they pull for the prophetic word, and when they get what they came for, they can't maintain it, because the only way you can maintain it is when God give it to you, he remains in it. Oh my God. Look at somebody and say, stop pulling and start pushing. Oh, you gotta stop letting people pull you in different directions. Oh, that's why you got some people that's pulling on you when you know the anointing is over here, but yet they pull you the opposite of your anointing instead of pushing you. Oh, God. What happens? God is pulling, and you're pulling. And he said, I'm praying for you to push. Oh God, because when you push, oh my God, I feel the anointing. When you push me and I push you, what begin to happen? We connect. Oh my God. And when we connect, that's when the glory shows up. Because all the glory is a collision in the spirit. And when you make a collision in the spirit, that's why the Bible says if two touch and agree, oh, we can't touch, baby. If you pulling and I'm pulling, but if you push and I push, then we can connect. And it says, how can two walk together except they agree? So you got to agree to push and stop pulling against me. But we come in, we've been taught that way. Pull, pull, pull. And we wonder why we ain't blessed, because you left the gate open. And God said, you just came for me for fishes and loaves. You didn't push first. Oh God. Oh God. What happens? Oh God, Jesus, I might as well fix it. What happens? If you want a great preacher in your life, you have to push them.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. You have to push, not pull. Oh God. We've been tricked. You better come and pull from the anointing. You can pull from the anointing, but you won't keep it. Oh God. Watch this. See, the Satan himself, the world, is so smart. That's why they got stuff called subliminal messages. He's so smart. He takes what God intended to bless you and use it for the world. That's why it's so effective. Oh God. So in the kingdom, he allows it to come in by telling you to pull from the anointing. If you want that type of anointing, pull from it. If you want to prophesy like that, pull from it. But in the world, they tell you, in corporate America, if you want to be successful in any business or anything concerning being successful, who are you rubbing elbows with? And in order for me to rub elbows, I got to be pushing against somebody else. Not pulling, because if I'm pulling, I'm not rubbing elbows. Oh my God. So the world got it right in their mind to push against what they really want and where they want to go.
Oh my God.
They don't pull from it. They push. Watch this. Look at somebody say, stop pulling and start pushing. Oh my, look what it says. Oh my God. But he entered into Simeon. He said, he prayed him that he would thrust out. Thrust means push.
Oh my God.
God is begging some of you tonight, push. Some of you, your life depends on it. Push.
Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing.
So you don't understand. That's too deep for you. Some of you right where you are, your life is depending on you to push.
Oh my, 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 my.
Watch this, watch this, watch what the scripture's saying. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. So now Jesus has used the ship as a pulpit.
Oh my God.
But he did not sit down until he made a decision first to push.
Oh my God.
But he sat down in the ship and he said he began to use the ship as a pulpit and begin to teach them. See, when you make up a decision and make up in your mind that you're going to begin to push your own self and stop pulling away from God and start pushing yourself in the direction that God wants you to go in, God will come into the situation where you are and teach you how to get out of what you've been dealing with. But we've been going to have to understand that, God, why don't you show up in my situation? Why ain't you showed up yet? Because you ain't pushed.
Oh, my, 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 my.
Oh, I wish I had a Holy Ghost church. But he said he sat down in the ship and he taught the people out of the ship. And now, when he had left speaking, he said to Simeon, push out into the deep. Oh, God. Look at somebody and say, go out into the deep. Y'all ain't say it like you mean this. You should have had a deep praise right there. Oh, you missed it, you missed it, you missed it, you missed it. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. In other words, he's saying, if I can get you to make up in your mind to trust me enough to push, try again. Oh God. In other words, he comes into your situation to tell you and instruct you not to give up right there where you are. Y'all missing? He comes into your situation and tell you, don't stop trying. Don't give up right there. You deserve more than what you've been pulling in. Y'all ain't said nothing. Oh, so you've been pulling in but ain't got nothing. But you deserve more than what you've been pulling in. Can you push? Oh, my. Look what he says. If there's too much meat, just tell me. He went down the nets for a draw, and Simeon answered him and said, Master, we have toiled all night and have not taken in nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Master, I done tried it that way. Oh, God. I done it already. In other words, you've been fasting, but not the way God is trying to show you. Oh, my. So now you pull on the anointing by fasting because you have a need from God. But yet you fast and you still didn't affect nothing in the spirit. And now you say, God, I tried fasting. I tried praying. I don't know what else I need to do. He said, you didn't push deep enough. He said, if you make up in your mind to let me teach you in the midst of you trying it your way and failing, he said, try it again. Oh God. God, I want more of the anointing. If you push, try again. Watch this. Look at this. But he said, we toiled all night and yet have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Look at somebody and say, let down the net. In other words, let down your guard now. Oh, y'all missed it. You missed it. Let down your guard. So look at somebody and say, put your guard down. It ain't that serious. I know you got a guard up because you done failed a whole lot. Matter of fact, some people have failed you. That's why the guard is in place to begin with. But God said, can I come in for you to let your guard down long enough for me to begin to teach you how to push?
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, my. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I'm almost done, I promise you. Finally, Simeon Peter says, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to be obedient. God, if you say one more time, I'm going to try it one more time. Oh, God. But this is going to be the last time. Oh, God. Watch this. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. Oh God. Look at somebody say, it's getting ready to break. Watch this. Oh Jesus. I hope y'all getting this revelation. What begins to happen, that woman of God? You have to understand. When God overflows in your life, it causes things to break because then God in turn begins to push the blessing on you. Oh my God. Y'all got, why did the next break? A net cannot break unless there's force. So which means when you begin to push and let God begin to control the situation now, God will begin to push the blessing on you. And that's when you can say, I'm living in the overflow. Oh God. I'm going to let you go home in a minute. Woman of God, let's check this out. He pushes now. The fish is now pushing on the net. Oh God. And it breaks, but yet the Bible says they still didn't lose a multitude. Oh my God. Y'all miss it. The Bible never says that they lost the fish that they caught, but yet the next prey. How can I still have what God says I'm supposed to have, but yet what I have been catching and using has broken? Because even though you begin to push, when God begins to cause the hell to break in your life, things will begin to leap into the boat with you, and you won't even need what you've been using to catch.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Because when God pushes, then you can pull. They couldn't begin to pull up the nets until God began to push fish into them. Oh God. When you look at another translation, he said, cast your net on the other side. Which means it don't mean what you've been doing ain't working. It means that you've been doing it in the wrong direction. So it means you know the process, you know the pattern of it, but yet you're doing it in the wrong direction. You know you are anointed and supposed to be preaching, but yet you're doing it in the wrong place. You know you got ministry in you, but yet you're pulling in the wrong direction. You know you got a healing anointing, but yet you're using it in the wrong place. He said, cast it on the other side. It's not what you're doing that's wrong. It's how you're doing it. Oh, God. You're trying to get people to accept you, but they can't because you're on the wrong side of the boat. Oh, my God. And God said, my anointing is not over there. That's why you got to cast over here so that you can get what you need. Because as long as you keep casting over here, because everybody else been casting on this side, everybody else is familiar with this side, everybody else said I'm supposed to be over here. When you learn to get on the side that God told you to go on, you can reap the benefits of the blessing of your anointing.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. If you would like to receive this message in its entirety, please call 704-612-3360. The Glory Has Come International Ministries is located at 1124 Rosewood Avenue, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Feel free to join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. God has a word for you at The Glory Has Come.